Hello, and welcome to another edition of Interviewing the Legends, brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency, devoted to promoting musicians and authors worldwide. Call us today at 941-877-1552 to start your free publicity evaluation. Remember, we shine only when we make you shine. Please welcome the host of Interviewing the Legends, music journalist, author, and entrepreneur, Ray Shasho.
Hello once again, everyone. I'm your host, Ray Shasho, and welcome to another edition of Interviewing the Legends on BBS Radio TV, brought to you by the Rockstar Chronicles Series 1. That's my new book, featuring over 45 intimate conversations with the greatest music legends the world will ever know. Available now at bookbaby.com and amazon.com, featuring, of course, the legendary guitarist Robin Trower. Robin Trower has been heralded as one of the most influential guitar players to come out of the British rock and blues scene. Through other names, though other names may come to mind, none have the signature sound and style of the man who was tagged by the press with the nickname of the White Hendrix back in the 70s. Robin was in the audience during a performance by Jimi Hendrix those many years back, and he readily admits that the experience changed his approach to the guitar. It is obvious to anyone who ever listened to Robin's music that he has taken the ethereal sound that Jimmy's first introduced to the world and created his own unique way of expressing himself through the guitar. The result is a unique style of music all his own, not an imitation of Jimmy at all, and a career of considerable merit. Robin is known for his incredible talent as a guitar player and his inspirational style of soloing, coaxing sounds from his Strat that seem to emanate from beyond the world. To be among those who have experienced Robin performing live is to be forever changed by this masterful artist as he takes you along with him on one musical masterpiece after another. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome legendary guitarist, my favorite guitarist, vocalist, songwriter, and band leader, Robin Trower, to Interviewing the Legends. Hello, Robin.
Hello there. How are you doing, Ray?
We're doing good. You're not going to believe who I've been talking to for the last 25 minutes. Bill Lorden.
What?
Bill Lorden.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're Facebook friends, and we just went on and on and on. I said, man, I have to get off and talk to Robin now. He says he gives you all his best. He misses you.
that's very sweet of him. Will you return that to him as well? All my best to him.
I sure will. He's a good guy. He's worried about his age, you know, creeping up there. But I told him, I said, you know, I think he said he was 72 or 73. I said, well, 72 or 73, that's the new 62 and 63, so don't worry about it.
That's right.
And, of course, he's got great grandkids now, which really surprised me. I tell you, I saw 2022, I guess, is your magic number. That's when you're going to start touring again, right?
That's correct.
And you got another album coming out, which has got an incredible title called No More Worlds to Conquer, which to me sounds like a Bond theme, James Bond theme.
I expect it could, yeah. I never thought of that.
What can we expect with this album? Now, we're going to talk about the one with Maxi Priest, which I loved. I gave it 5 stars. But what's going to be? Is there anything going to be different on the new album in 2022?
Yes, I'm featuring Richard Watts quite a lot on vocals. He's the guy that does bass and vocals for me live.
Right.
And I've written songs especially for him on this album. So that will be quite different, I think, certainly to the last album, anyway.
Yeah, you know, I love your styles because you do like to team up with different people and play different sounds. You know, of course, your signature sound is in the background, but you know, when you teamed up with Jack Bruce and now with Maxi, I think that's awesome. You know, it just keeps things fresh, I think.
Thank you very much. Yes, I think working with Maxi and Libby on the United State of Mind was, you know, it was a very refreshing and very rewarding project altogether. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Now, how did you hook up with Maxi and of course, Livingston?
Well, I was at Livingston Studio.
Okay.
I was mixing an album. It was two albums ago. And as I was leaving, I bumped into Maxi, and Maxi just said, why don't we get together and try and do some writing? So, you know, that's where it started.
Well, you know, Maxi's well known already. He's, you know, for his Jamaican heritage, I guess. He's worked with a lot of famous Jamaican artists like Bob Marley and Jimmy Cliff and Toots and the Maydolls, Dennis Brown. Plus he's had a couple of, you know, pretty big hits out there. But, you know, you guys meshed very well, you know. It's like a new trio.
Well, the thing is that Maxi is definitely a world-class singer. So, you know, it's really easy to work with someone that talented.
Well, I gave United State of Mind 5 stars. I really, really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
You know, some of my favorite tracks, you know, Are We Just People? Very, very soulful. And, you know, there's been a lot of comments on that, taking you back to the feeling of maybe Curtis Mayfield in a way, huh?
That's quite a compliment, isn't it?
Yes, it is. do you think you'll ever tour with Maxi, or what do you think? Or is that a studio thing?
Never say never.
Never say never, right? That's another bomb thing.
I guess, you know, the album would have to be very successful to make it possible for us to tour together.
Well, I think it's very successful. I'm telling you, you got a lot of great feedback, not only on Amazon, but also on YouTube. I mean, it seems like everybody loved the album.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy about that, certainly.
You got one track, Where Our Love Came From, did have a little bit of a reggae beat. I enjoyed that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a bit of a stretch at first for me to write music for Maxi. Excuse me. But after the first one or two, I settled into a kind of a pocket, a groove. And I just started writing stuff, you know, that I wanted to hear Maxi sing.
Right. Yeah, you had a lot of love, kind of love songs, R&B type love songs, which were great. You know, you like the Bring It All Back to You, very slow, you know, the slow R&B, beautiful tracks. Hands to the Sky. Well,
I was just going to say, I'm very at home in that kind of place, you know.
Right. Yeah, you told me once that one of your favorite artists was James Brown, and definitely R&B, even though, I guess you consider yourself kind of a blues R&B type, you know, and slash rock artist. But, yeah, I'm like you. I love R&B music. I think it's, you know, I love it.
Great. Excellent. That's what we want to hear.
Walking Wounded kind of sounded, the intro sounded a little bit of Hendrix, or should I say Robin Trower?
Well, obviously, Jimmy was a big influence on me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, him and Albert King and B.B. King, I talk about those three guys as being my mentors.
Have met Jimmy with Procol Harum, is that, have you?
I'll just say hello. I mean, we was on a show together in Berlin, and I just said hello, that was all really.
That's it, huh? That's a shame. I would have loved to see you guys jamming together.
No, I wasn't stupid enough to get that stage with him.
Yeah, I met a lot of guys that knew Jimmy, and he was. They say he was such a nice guy. You know, very laid back.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Livingston Brown, man, he's a rare talent, huh? He produced this album, correct?
We all produced it together.
Okay. Was he the engineer? Did he mix it, or?
We mixed it together.
Okay.
I mean, it's basically a three-man team. Excuse me. You know, we arranged it together, we produced it together, we wrote it together.
And, well, it's a great album. You guys, like I said, you guys mesh very well. You can play with just about anybody. I mean, you know, which is true. You know, you and Jack Bruce did a lot of great things together. The last time I talked, when I talked to Jack before he passed away, he said his favorite album was Seven Moons.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
That was our favorite album that we got together, definitely.
Yeah, he was a funny guy. You know, when I was talking to him, he was I didn't realize his sense of humor.
yeah, he was a great guy.
Really great guy.
I called him Mr. Dynamite. There's so much fire coming off of his bass and his vocals.
Yeah, he was incredible. You know, and you know, a lot of people don't realize he wrote probably most of the Cream songs.
Well, all the hits, certainly, yeah.
Everybody thinks of Clapton, but it was Jack Bruce.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, is there any songs that you've played slide on at all?
No, I've never got into slide. Well, there was one song with Procol Harum.
Uh-huh.
I played a bit of slide on, but I never really got into it, no.
Yeah, it's funny. I play some guitar, but I don't play slide either. For some reason, I have a hard time with it. I don't know what it is, but there must
be. I think it's a different set of skills altogether that you've really got to go right into it and make it your thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. I'm going to be talking to Gary Brooker pretty soon. Did you know about the new the release they have, the new EP?
No, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, they got a new EP called Missing Persons from Procol Harum. And, we'll be promoting that album with Gary Brooker here pretty soon as well. I'll tell him you said hello as well.
Yeah, please do.
So, during the lockdown, was that when you did the new album, or was that before the lockdown?
Do you mean my new album or the one with Maxi?
The new one coming out in 2022.
Oh, right. Now, I did it before the lockdown, but it's not finished.
I've got a bit of work to do,
which I'm hoping to do in the summer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a great title, man. That's, like I said, it should be a new Bond movie. I could see you doing a Bond score easily.
Yeah, I'd like to do a Bond song. If I ever got the chance, I'd jump at it.
I saw it. There was a special on all the Bond songs that got rejected, and Quantum of Solace. Actually, Shirley Bassey got rejected. She actually did another Bond song with Daniel Craig.
Really?
And that got rejected. I was shocked. It was a great song too. She did it. You know, I love Shirley Bassey. She's awesome.
Yeah. She is awesome.
And Alice Cooper did a song, and that got rejected too, which was pretty good, though.
I haven't even been asked to do one of that, so I'm more than rejected.
Well, I'm going to put your name in for the next one, next Bond,
okay.
Bond movie for sure. I just want to mention some other great tracks on this on the album. Sunrise Revolution, which I love. United State of Mind, the title track. That to me, that song was all Trower. That was all Robin Trower on that track.
That's my favorite track, United State of Mind.
Is that your favorite? I figured that.
Yeah.
And Walking Wounded, wow, man. The lyrics, Love Has Shot Me Down. I love that.
That's a great track, actually. Very, very great vocal on that.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
So the new album, what is the style going to be? Is it going to be back to Robin Trower with blues or mesmerizing early Trower? What do you think?
It's going to be a good mixture, I hope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, everyone looks forward to new Trower albums for sure.
I'm looking forward to finishing it.
Yeah. How much longer do you have before it's finished?
I think probably 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, right. That's not long at all.
No.
Yeah. Now, where are you recording this? Do you have a home studio, or how are you doing this?
No, I use a studio that's not far from me.
Okay.
It's called Studio 91.
Right.
Which is near Newbury.
Okay.
And I've used that for the last sort of 4 albums, I think.
Oh, okay, great. Very good. And do you have a home studio at home?
No, I'm not technically minded at all.
Well, Robin, you can always hire somebody. you got to be good at what you do technically for the way you put together the sound that your guitar comes out. I mean, that's the mixture of, you know, the configuration you do is incredible.
Thank you very much. A lot of work goes into that, getting that guitar sound.
It's a sound like no other. You know, no one can really, it's hard to reproduce that.
It certainly is. I work at it all the time. I'm always looking for, you know, different ways of going at it. But that's what keeps it interesting.
Yeah. How many pieces of equipment do you use on stage? I mean, as far as like, I don't know if you use an Echoplex and you use the wah-wah. How many, you know, different pieces do you use?
Well, in terms of pedals,
right.
I use a thing called a Deja Vibe.
Okay.
I use a wah and an overdrive. And that's basically it, really. And they're all made by a guy in California called Mike Fuller.
Right.
And his company is called Full Tone.
All right.
And I've used his stuff for years.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, it all goes through a Marshall.
Right. Yeah, that's your signature AM, Marshall. I love Marshall. You know, when you're a kid, all you talk about is Marshall stacks. You know, guitar.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always trying different Marshalls. I've got, you know, quite a few different ones, and I sort of play about with that quite a bit, especially in the studio.
How about guitars? Have you bought any new guitars lately?
No, I only play the ones that Fender make for me.
Right, all the Strats, right? Basically all Strats.
Yeah, I mean, it's a signature model Stratocaster that they make in the custom shop.
Right. Have you used, what's his name? I forgot. He's from Maryland. Reed. His last name's Reed. Paul Reed, right?
Sorry, what was that?
Paul Reed guitars. Have you ever used one of Paul Reed's guitars?
No, I've only played Fenders probably now for the last 30-odd years.
Right. What did you start out playing with? Were you using Fender in Procol Harum days?
My first guitar that I was using in Procol Harum was a Gretsch.
Okay.
And then I went over to Gibson's.
Right.
And then eventually ended up with a Strat.
Yeah, there's a big difference between the Gibson, like the Les Paul and the Tellys and the Strats. I always had a Telly.
Yeah, I like a Telly, but I like to have the whammy bar, so the Strat is ideal for me.
Right. Well, you definitely play it well.
It's all about practice.
Yeah, a lot of practice, huh?
Yeah.
Do you remember the first riff you ever did as a kid? What was the first song you learned?
I think it might have been an Everly Brothers.
Really?
Yeah. Would have been in the late 50s, I think.
What about your first guitar? Who did like maybe your parents buy you a first guitar, or what was that?
Yeah, they bought me a guitar for Christmas.
Right.
That was the beginning of it.
That was the beginning, huh? Was it an electric guitar or?
No, but it wasn't long before I put a pickup on it. I mean, Scotty Moore was my idol.
Right. Yeah, he was incredible. He was really good.
Oh, he's fabulous. Fabulous player.
So your favorite guitar players growing up, Scotty Moore was one of them, huh?
He was the first one, really, because I was a big Elvis fan, and I loved the guitar on Elvis records. So, you know, that was what got me interested in playing the guitar, really.
So it was it Scotty Moore that inspired you, I guess?
I think it certainly was in terms of wanting to play the guitar, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. I hear that a lot about Scotty Moore. A lot of people, too, they started with the Ventures, you know? They learned how to play guitar with the Ventures.
Oh, right, yeah. That's a generation after Scotty Moore, isn't it? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I learned a lot of Venture songs, too, in the early days. So what do you do on your spare time besides playing guitar, Robin?
I watch a lot of soccer.
Oh, do you? Who's your team?
I don't have a team. I just like to watch. I mean, there's certain players that I go out of my way to watch.
Right.
The really gifted guys I like to watch. People like Harry Kane, guys like that are really exciting players.
I always go ahead.
Sorry?
No, go ahead. I was going to say something, but go ahead.
I was going to say Ronaldo, Messi.
Right.
You know, all these sort of really, really gifted people. They're so exciting to watch.
I for some reason, I've always caught on with Arsenal. I just like the way Arsenal plays.
Yeah. They're not doing very well at the moment, unfortunately.
No, they're not. They've always been a pretty good team, though. Yeah, days gone by, exactly.
Yeah.
And then back in the David Beckham days, he's, have you met David Beckham? You would think he'd be a fan of yours.
No, I haven't, but he was a great footballer, yeah.
Yeah, he was good. He got a lot of PR. Good guy. I gotta add, one of my favorite songs, Robin, is not one of your traditional Trower songs, but it you know, every time I hear this song, I'm mesmerized by it. Ballerina. Is there a story behind that?
You know, that's so long ago, I can't really. I mean, that's early 70s, isn't it?
Right, yes.
Yeah, that's off the first album.
That was the first album, yep.
Yeah, it's a pretty song. I mean, it's as much about Jimmy's vocals as my guitar play.
You know, it's a short song, but it just captures the soul. You know, it's such an incredible song. You know,
Thank you very much. And
I think Jimmy has a lot to do with it. But you know, your guitar is just mesmerizing, man. It's
Thank you very much.
People always come out and say this is what the song's about, but usually it's not. You know. Did you write that song, or did you write it with Jimmy?
Yeah, I wrote it with Jimmy, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a collaboration.
Yeah.
What, you know, there's a lot of people that really want to make it today in the music world, and there really isn't a lot of virtuosos anymore. You know, the music scene has really changed a lot, but there are still guys out there trying to make it. They go on YouTube and, you know, most of the artists today tell them that you got to go out and you got to make yourself, you know, visible, you know, out in clubs and things like that. You got to tour. What advice would you give somebody that is trying to follow in your footsteps?
I think the trick is to really keep working on your own or rehearsing with a band until you really find your own voice.
Right.
You know, either on the guitar or any instrument, find your own way of doing things, you know. And I think that people don't realize that takes a lot of time.
Yes.
It takes a lot of work and a long time sticking at it before, you know, you really come up with something of your own.
Well, I could see it with you. I mean, you know, here you were in a band with Procol Harum, And then you had to change completely, you know, your style and a new direction. And you did it, you know. Was that hard to do, or it just kind of came naturally?
Well, the thing is, at the end of my time with Procol, I was starting to write more and more music for the guitar.
Right.
You know, songs that were basically based on a guitar part and all that kind of thing, which was the beginning of that first album, really.
Yes.
And, you know, that's why I left Procol, is because I had a lot more music than would fit in with them.
Right. Well, actually, you became bigger than Procol after you left. I mean, it's, you know, they had their heyday, but, you know, there's nothing like a Robin Trower band, you know? And you guys killed it in the beginning. Oh, the first five albums were just like gold. They were incredible.
Well I think, you know, in America, rock and roll is, you know, that sort of harder-hitting stuff that I was doing, you know, harder-hitting the Procol Harum. But I think, you know, it's going to be more popular.
Right.
I think.
But, you know, it's amazing how fast, I mean, I don't know if it was fast or not, but it definitely caught on with me quick. I think the album that really hit home to me for Earth Below was one of those albums for me. And then when I heard For Earth Below, I went back and heard the first album and said, man, this is even better than For Earth Below. But, oh, man, that was it for me, you know. And not only that, you had great album covers with it, which attracted a lot of listeners.
Yeah, well, that was an artist called Funky Paul who used to do those covers.
Yep. I mean, you know, back in the day, that's one of the reasons why you picked an album. You know, if you didn't know an artist, you know, you saw the album cover, said, I'll give this a try. You know?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
That's how I discovered Supertramp, you know, Crimes of the Century, the first album, because of the album cover.
There you go.
Yeah. So what is your greatest challenge, Robin?
What is my greatest challenge, or was?
Or was.
You got me there. I can't think of anything. I think the greatest challenge is all about me right now.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's very, very challenging times we're in at the moment. But I won't rest until I've finished that album that I'm working on. And it is very challenging trying to get into the studio with COVID about.
Yes. Yeah, it's hurt a lot of people, you know, it really has. It's hurt a lot of people, not only people that got ill, but, you know, in the music industry, it was, you know, nobody could tour or anything. I mean, it was, I got busier interviewing more artists during this lockdown because everybody was home.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
What do you, is there anything you would have been doing differently in your career, or do you think you're pretty happy with it, the way everything turned out?
Well, I've been very fortunate. For most of the time, I've been able to do the music I wanted to do, you know. And I think that's probably been the luckiest thing about my career, especially since my manager and myself started our own label.
Right.
So, you know, I was able to do exactly what I wanted musically from that point on.
Yeah, that's important, you know, be able to not sell out and do what you do best, you know. And you were... Go ahead.
I was going to say, although I have to say, the first three albums with Chrysalis, three or four albums for Chrysalis, they let me get on with it. You know, they just let me alone to get on with it.
Right.
And, you know, there was nobody breathing down my neck at all. So, you know, that was more what things were like then in the 70s.
Well, you did have a top hit. You had Caledonia. That did make the radio. That made top 40.
Yeah.
But, you know, you didn't sell out there. It was a great, it was your style and, you know, great vocals and You know, that was great. You know,
that was a happy accident, I think, that one.
That was a happy accident?
Yeah.
I remember you on the Midnight Special, too. You did, I think you did Somebody's Calling. I think that was one of the songs you did, and Bridge of Sighs.
Yeah.
And I think you did Bluebird, too. I think Bluebird was one of the other songs, which that was a good album.
I can't remember. That's such a long time.
So where do you live now? You're in England, correct?
I live in Hampshire.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's it like over there?
The weather is beautiful today.
Really?
Yeah, beautiful day we had today.
You don't have a house in the States, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I did live in the States for a while, but that was in the 70s.
Right. Well, I'm in Florida, and there's a lot of Brits here, Robin.
Is there?
Yeah, we have a lot of people, you know, that are snowbirds, and they have houses here. And also from Scotland. There's a lot of people from Scotland here in my area.
Yeah, I don't blame them for that.
Yeah?
The weather is terrible in Scotland.
Yeah, is it really?
Yeah.
Robin, I'm going to ask you this question again, and I've probably asked you three times in the last two interviews. If you had a Field of Dreams wish, like the movie, to perform or collaborate with anyone from the past or present, who would that be? Your last answer was James Brown. Did that change at all?
No. Still James Brown. I mean, I wouldn't get up with any of my favorite guitar players because they're too damn good.
Oh, come on.
I like Howlin' Wolf, though. Howlin' Wolf, I would have liked to play with.
You and Jimi Hendrix, man, I could see that happening, though. I mean, you know, you don't give yourself enough credit. That would be a hell of a jam, I tell you.
Oh, no, that's too scary.
You know, another guy that does kind of a Hendrix style, but he was kind of criticized for it, was Frank Marino, which I'm friends with Frank. He's up in Canada. And he did a lot of Hendrix stuff, and they tortured him because he was doing a lot of, you know why? He was doing a lot of covers.
Yeah, well, he was excellent, though. Excellent player.
Yeah. Good guitar player, but, he was doing a lot of covers, and he got crucified for doing the covers, especially after Jimmy passed, you know?
Yeah. But he was doing what he wanted to do.
Right, exactly.
But, he loved it, so that's all that matters.
Exactly. Yeah, he's a good guy. He got frozen shoulder there for a while and was out of action for a while, but he's making a comeback now. But
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, really nice guy. Robin, you got anything else you want to promote? We got the new album, which is definitely a James Bond movie. No More Worlds to Conquer. How great of a... Did you come up with that?
Actually, it was said once about Alexander the Great.
Huh.
So it's kind of a piece.
It's a great title,
Thank you.
Yep. And I'm really looking forward to that. That's coming out in 2022. Any chance that it'll come out a little sooner? Or?
No, I don't think so, because I think we'll get it out sort of in advance of the tour.
Yeah. And, man, we're looking forward to you touring again, because, you're always on the road, and there's nothing like a Robin Trower concert. I saw you in front of over 20,000 people in Maryland at the Cap Center. And then I saw you at small clubs. I saw you about five or six times in concert. And it's always a great show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And we're definitely looking forward to you coming back again. You always play I think at Janice Landing in St. Pete. I think that's one of the venues.
That place.
Yep, Janice Landing. And, I'm originally from the D.C. area. You always play in Annapolis, Ram's Head, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Ram's Head Tavern. Sometimes you play the Birchmere as well.
That's right. Yeah, I remember that.
Yep. Robin, I want to thank you, man, for being on the show today. And
it's been my pleasure.
You're my favorite guitar player. You're my, you are my guitar hero for sure. Love your music. I don't think I would have made it in life without your music. I mean, I really mean that. Your music meant a lot to me, man.
That's a great compliment. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to great things in 2022. Anything else pops up, let me know and give me a call back, and we'll definitely talk about it, okay?
Okay, thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Robin. Take care, man.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Purchase Robin Trower's latest album, United State of Mind. It features Robin Trower, Maxie Priest, and Livingston Brown. It's available now at Amazon.com. For more information on Robin Trower, you can visit www.trowerpower.com. Also, Robin's on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Robin Trower. There's also tribute sites at Steve's Place, and there's an unofficial UK tribute site for Robin Trower, and there's a site called Bridge of Sighs. I want to say very special thanks to the great Billy James of Glass Onion PR, for arranging this interview with Robin Trower. And, of course, the dynamic duo, Doug and Don Newsome of BBS Radio, for the magic of happening each and every broadcast of Interviewing the Legends. Of course, if you have comments or suggestions for the show, you can always contact me at interviewingthelegends@gmail.com. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Interviewing the Legends with Ray Shasho, for the very, very latest interviews right into your mailbox. Hey, it's real news, people. And of course, my new book is out, entitled The Rockstar Chronicles Series 1. It chronicles truths, confessions, and wisdom from the music legends that set us all free. You can order yours today on the collector's edition, hardcover, or ebook at bookbaby.com and amazon.com. It features over 45 intimate conversations with some of the greatest rock legends the world will ever know. For instance, Chris Squire, Dr. John, Greg Lake, Henry McCullough, Jack Bruce, Joe Lalla, Johnny Winter, Keith Emerson, Paul Kattner, Ray Thomas, Ronnie Montrose, Tony Joe White, David Clayton Thomas, Mike Love, Tommy Rowe, Barry Hay of Golden Earring, Chris Thompson, Manfred Mann, Jesse Colin Young, John Kay from Steppenwolf, Julian Lennon, Mark Lindsay, Mickey Dolenz, Peter Rivera from Rare Earth, Tommy James, Todd Rundgren, Dave Mason, Edgar Winter, Frank Marino, Greg Raleigh, Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull, Jim Danny Mangrum, John Anderson from Yes, Lou Graham, Mick Box of Uriah Heep, Randy Bachman, Robin Trower, Roger Fisher, Steve Hackett, Annie Haslam, Melanie Safka, Petula Clark, Susie Quattro, Colin Blundstone from The Zombies, Dave Davies of The Kinks, Jim McCarty, Yardbirds, and of course, original drummer from The Beatles, Pete Best. What a lineup. You're going to hear all the rumors and anything that you ever want to know about these artists. They're at a position older, later in their life, where they kind of say it all. They don't hold back anymore. It's available now on bookbaby.com and amazon.com. Again, it's called The Rockstar Chronicles Series 1. I hope to do at least 4 series of this book. And Literary Titan gave it 5 stars. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll see you next time. Peace. Take care of yourself, and we'll see you later. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to Interviewing the Legends. Brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency. Call 941-877-1552 or visit us at publicityworksagency.com. Specializing in author and music artist publicity plans. We shine when we make you shine. Tune in to Interviewing the Legends every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio, Station 1.